Okay. Today is Daf Tes Zayin. We're on Yud Tes Vavim and Beis at the last line, Elamayata. Today's share is sponsored by Beryl and Sherry Daf, Khalil and Ishmael, David Tzvi ben Dov Mordechai, and Neshama Shel Avin Aliyah. So we said yesterday that Kli Zechuchis, metal, glass utensils, were a Gzeira Derabanan, that they could become Tameh. And then we asked, that the reason why we made such a Gzeira is because the glass is made out of sand, and sand similar to Kli Cheres, and therefore, just like Kli Cheres becomes Tameh, so glass becomes Tameh. So then we asked, but if that's true, then it should never be able to become Tahar, because Kli Cheres can't become Tahar. So we answered, no, we're not really talking about a glass keli. We're talking about it's partially glass and a little bit of metal. You made like some, a hole in it, whatever. So you filled it up with lead, which is the status of metal. And everything goes after the maimed. Right? Maimed means a support. Without this lead, the glass won't function. So therefore, really, it's really not a glass keli. It's not really a glass keli. In the Chanam, if it was a 100% glass keli, then maybe you're right. There can't be tar in a mikvah. We're not talking about that. Talking about a kli, it's not really officially glass. So, elameata, if that's true, as Rashi says, hoil vishavinu ki kli cheres, that it's similar to a kli cheres, even though it's not real like a kli cheres. Elameata, if that's true, lo letamimi gabon. The back of the kli shouldn't become tameh. We know that a kli cheres can only become tameh in its airspace. The back side of it cannot become tameh. Why is it kli cheres? Why can a glass kli become tummy like that? And the first toes on the page, Elamayata, in the first line says, V'hu adin, tahavi mati lemeima. We also could have asked, V'litamo me'aviron. So why doesn't a glass kli become tummy in the airspace? We don't find a din like that. If a glass bowl, the in the airspace, it should become tummy, just like a kli cheres. We don't find that. So, Alama Tanan, back in the Gemara, Alama Tanan, why did we learn? Kli Cheres, a Kli Cheres, Vikli Neser, how do they translate the word Neser?
Natron.
Okay, Natron, a Kli Neser, which is the same, some kind of material, but it's Cheres, earth, some kind of earthen ingredient material. Tumas and Shava, they have the same Tuma rules. What are the rules? Mitam'in, to become Tameh, Umitam'an, and to impart tuma, right? Me'avi rehen, from the airspace. Okay? To become tameh and to impart tuma from the airspace. What does that mean? That means if you have a kli cheres that's not tameh, and you take a sheretz and you dip it down into the airspace, it doesn't have to touch the walls, it becomes tameh. Let's say you did that, it became tameh. Now I take a tomato and I stick the tomato into the airspace, and the tomato becomes tameh. Right? It becomes tummy and it imparts tumma in its airspace. Both happen. Umitamin me'acho rehen, and it can make things tummy, and it can make things tummy on its underneath side. Okay? It can become tummy underneath. What does underneath mean? So Rashi explains that let's say you have a bowl, so the bowl has a bottom. So sometimes the bottom could have had a little bit of a carve out, and you could use that also. You could turn the bowl upside down, and you could use the bottom, the underneath side, that's not considered the outside. The underneath side, you could use that, or you could store something in there also, a little bit liquid or something. So that also, if something touches that, that'll make it tummy. Now why doesn't this brisa say, and it can impart tumma that way? The way it said it before. It gets tumma and it imparts tumma. And here we said it gets tummy like that. Why doesn't it say it imparts tummy like that? So the who says it over here? The Marsha says that's pashat. Marsha the Bryce has the waste words. It's pashat, obvious. If it becomes tummy like that, then obviously you can impart tummy from there. Okay? So far so good. Next, the ain metamin migabehen. And it cannot become tummy from its outside. The outside of the kli, a kli cheres, a dead body can touch that. It will not make the kli cheres tummy. And v'shivirasan mitaharasan. If the kli breaks, the tumah goes away. Okay? Now, What did this Braisa just say? This Braisa said Kli Cheres and Kli Neser. Didn't mention anything about glass. Right? Kli Neser u Kli Cheres hu Tumasan Shava. Kli Neser and Kli Cheres, yeah, they have their Duma is exactly the same. Aval Midi Achwina Lo. But nothing else. Right? Right? Meaning, something else will be, any other Kli will become Tami on its outside. Even a glass Kli will become Tami on its outside. Right? That's Akasha on Rish Lakish, who said that the reason why we're gozer on Kli Zechuchis, on glass, that they become Tame, is because they're just like Kli Cheres. If they're just like Kli Cheres, how come they don't have the same rule as Kli Cheres? Okay? That's the Gemara's Kasha. Omri, the answer is as follows. Kivan, the Kinesh Tabru. Since if a glass Kli, listen to this. Since if a glass Kli breaks, Yesh Lehem Takana, it could be fixed. Now, how could it be fixed? I don't really know how. But assuming somehow it could be fixed, Shavinu Kli Mateches, it really has more rules like a metal Kli.
You can melt it down and start over again.
Is that what it means?
Yeah.
Because you can melt it down and start over again. And by Kli Cheres, you can't do that?
No.
Okay, so you can melt it down and start over again. So therefore, as more, it's more similar to a clean metal than a Kli. Yeah, it's true. The reason we made a Xeron glass was because it's similar to Kli Cheres. That's in how it's made. Once it's made, it doesn't really resemble a Kli Cheres at all. Right? It's more similar to metal. Just like you can melt it down and start over.
Yeah, makes sense.
Okay, I'm fine. Fine.
But the average person, though, is not melting down glass in the fashion.
Right, it's not the average person, but it could be done. But it could be done.
Didn't recycle in those days either. In those days, that's how they repair things. Today, everything gets thrown out.
Right. Right. Elameata, if that's true, then there's another rule that applies to metal that doesn't apply anywhere else. What's that rule? That rule is that if a Kli breaks, the tumor goes away, right? What if you fix the Kli? Does the tumor resume? By metal, it does resume. So why doesn't it resume by glass? Elameata, yachzeru l'tumas and yishana. The old tumor should come back. Kli mateches. Just like a metal Kli. Ditnan, because we learned, Kli mateches, a metal Kli, pshutehen, whether it's flat, right? That doesn't even have a receptacle to it. It's just a flat piece of metal. What? A plate. Umakablehen, or if it does have a Kli, or if it does have a base kibble. Tmeyen, those things can become tame. Nishperu, if they broke. Taharu, they become tar. That's the rule, right? It's not a Kli anymore. Chazur v'asa mehem kelim. If you fix the keli, chazur l'tumas and yishana. The old tuma resumes. So why doesn't it resume by glass? V'ilu gabi kli zechukas tanan. And by glass we look like this. Kli eitz, a wooden kli. Kli ar, or leather. Kli etzem, or bone. Kli zechukas, or glass. Pshutehen, if they're flat, pshutehen, tahorin. They are tahar. Why are they tahar? Because they all learned out from the same pasuk over there that, well, zechuch is only the rabbanon, but they all learned out from leather. You can't have a leather kli that doesn't have a receptacle. A sock. You can't have such a thing. What is that? By wood, you could. You could have a chopping board. Doesn't have a receptacle. but by other things, you really can't have such a thing. So therefore, if it's a flat piece of board, whether any of these materials, then it cannot become tame. It's not called a kli. Even though, yeah, you can use it for a chopping board, but minotaur, it's not called a kli. Mikablehen, if they have a base kibble, then tamei, and then they do become tamei. Mishtabru, if they broke, taharu, they become tar. Chazer v'asamehem kelim, if you make kelim again out of them, mikablehem tamei, mikam laba. Then going forward now, they can become tamei again. Mikam laba in, lemafreya lo. So going forward, yeah, and going backwards, no. The tumor does not resume. So if glass is so similar to metal, why doesn't the tumor resume? Okay?
I'm going to resume.
That we said like this. You have a tame kli.
Yes.
You could break it. If it breaks, the tumor goes away.
Right.
Why does the tumor go away? Because it's not a kli anymore. Right. It's broken. What if I fix it? The tumor comes back.
It comes back.
A Kli is always susceptible to Tumah. It's a Kli. It comes back. What do you see from here? Tumah comes back. Now what if I take a wooden Kli and that broke and then I fix that? Tumah does not come back. going forward, it can become tummy again. And it doesn't come back. It's like a brand new kli. I just made it. There's no tummy here. I was tummy an hour ago. That's an hour ago. But now it broke, and then I fixed it. But by metal, the tummy comes back, right? So how can my glass tummy doesn't come back? What? We said it's similar to kli cheres in that it's formed like kli cheres from the sand. Right. But once it's formed, it's more similar to metal. Right? As after all, we said that you could be tired in the mikvah. So if that's the case, so why doesn't the tumah come back? Why doesn't the tumah come back? So the Gemara answers, tumah, here's the answer, listen to this. Tumah's kli zechuches is derabanan. As we started off saying, glass is not in the Torah. Torah never mentions the word glass. The whole thing is a derabanan. And tumah yishana is also derabanan. This idea that tumah resumes, that's also midrabanan. Midrabanan does not resume. Right? So to take two derabanans and be machmer like that, that we're not going to do. Bituma d'oraisa, so by metal, which is a tuma d'oraisa, achisu be rabbanan tuma. The rabbanan made such a thing as tuma yishana. Why? Because the whole kli, at the end of the day, the kli is a d'oraisa tuma. So to make one the rabbanan, that if you fix the kli, the tuma resumes, that will do. As Rashi says, gazer tuma yishana. It's like the fourth line before the lines get wider. Abol kli zechuches, the ikur tchilas tumaso lesa ella mi derabanan. The whole tumah is only derabanan. Lo gazru tumah yishana. They didn't make another gzera derabanan of tumah yishana. Back to the Gemara. But tumah derabanan, as we just said, lo achisu le rabanan tumah. Derabanan did not make extra tumah. Okay. Now, pshutehen. Pshutehen miha mitama. I'm sorry, there's a question now. So now, if that's true, pshutehen miha latama, then what about a pshute kli zechuches? A flat piece of glass. That should become tame. Why? Daha pshute kli mateches doraisa ninu. Because pshute kli metal are doraisa. So why don't we make that zero? Okay, as Rashi says, pshute miha latama ki kli mateches. I mean, the first white line. The pshute kli mateches doraisa. Pshute kli metal are doraisa. The kivon de kavasayu shavinu latame. Right? So we're going to compare all this tuma. The lekul shnuye baha kedashani betuma yishana. We can't get the same answer we gave by tuma yishana. Why? Only one gzera here. What's the gzera? We just said that metal is glass is all glass is tame. Right? Glass. So say flat glass also tame. Just like flat metal is also tame. Doraisa. You hear the question?
Yeah.
So why is flat glass not part of the gzera? I understand. Flat wood is not in the gzera. It's true. It's not in the Torah. Flat leather is not the... So what?
No base kibble on it.
No base kibble. But metal doesn't matter. By metal doesn't matter. So why... So if we're so comparing glass to metal, why don't we make the same gzera by flat glass? That's the Gemara's question. So the Gemara answers. You see the answer? You're right. Any time the Gemara, they should have. They didn't for one reason. Of the Bahu Rabban and Hakira, they wanted to make one differentiation. Because let's say Truma or Kachim came into contact with this Kli. So the halacha is that if Truma or Kachim becomes Tameh, the truth is we did this yesterday a little bit. If Truma or Kachim become Tameh, it doesn't have to be burnt unless the Tumah is Daraisa. As Rashi says, the last Rashi of the page. B'tumas kli zechuches, v'chilku ba mitumah d'oraisa, they differentiated it from tumah d'oraisa, lo di ashir midevev, so you should remember that it's only midrabanan. Kli zechuches is only midrabanan. V'lo yisrifu olea truma v'kachim, and if truma kachim touches glass, you don't have to burn the truma. Why not? D'lo sarfei truma mishum tumah d'rabanan bar min vav sveikos, because we never burn truma d'rabanan, right? We never burn truma d'rabanan, except for six sveikos. This is not one of the, not a suffix, right? Hear what's going on? Hear what's going on? So they left pshute kli zechuches not tameh.
Something to differentiate.
Exactly. Exactly. And then what they picked the ones to differentiate by plain glass. Okay? Good?
The answer makes sense.
Yeah, it doesn't make sense. Why they picked this and not that, I don't know.
But some things have worked with the base kibble and not with the.
Correct. Correct.
Yeah, so we can say this is like quasi. This is like a little bit of Rabban, a little bit of Raisa.
Correct. Okay. Next. Amud Beis. Ravashi Amar. Ravashi says, no. Now Ravashi's answering a different answer. Well, what's the question? The question was, why...
why if it's flat?
What? That's not the question.
Now,
we're going back. We're going back to the
earthenware, not metalware.
Correct. Earthenware and metalware. Ravashi Amar La'olam Ki Kli Cheres Damu. Really, glass has the status just like Kli Cheres. Aye, with the kakashalach. But your question was lo l'tamei migavon. Why does it? Then it should not become tamei on the outside. Hoel v'nira. I'm sorry, that's the answer. So it should not become tamei on the outside, right?
Like
a kli cheres. So the Gemara answers, no, we can't say that. You know why? Hoel v'nira tochel kabaro, because the outside looks like the inside. In other words, glass is see through. So you can't have a thing like that. You can't have a see-through glass. You can't have a see-through material. And in the inside is tummy. But on the outside it's not tummy. That's too confusing.
You can see the sherets.
It's touching. That's not tummy. People won't be able to figure that out. That doesn't make any sense. And therefore, therefore, even though it's true, it's more like a kli cheres, but not when it came to that rule.
Which way now?
Always. Either way, inside. So it does not become tamei. It does not become. Oh, so he says over here.
What if it's colored glass?
I don't know.
And you can't see through it, like black. Impossible to see.
I don't know. He says like this. If that's true, then let's say you have a sealed glass kli. Would that save the tumah? We know that if it's a sealed kli cheres, there's no tumah, right? So he says no, it won't save it. Why? Because the touching on the outside and the ceiling go hand in hand. And since that there's no there, there's no this.
Say that again?
That we know that let's say you have a sealed glass, a sealed kli cheres.
Yeah.
And there's a mace in the room.
Yeah.
Does the kli cheres become tamei?
No.
But what about a glass kli that's sealed? Would it become tamei? Yes.
You have a bottle of wine, still good.
What? Correct. Right?
Yeah, but it's not sealable around with glass.
Now, according to Ravashi, can you put a glass kli in the mikvah? No. Right? That's a kli cheres. The answer is no. What could you do? Yeah, it becomes tamei on the outside because it's see-through. That's true. Unlike a kli cheres. But what about being matar in the mikvah? It's a big machlokas now. Can you matar glass kalim? According to Ravashi, no. According to what we said on Amud Aleph, yeah. Right? Interesting.
It has the chumras of both.
Correct.
Metal and or the
correct. Yeah. Oh, we have it as the coolest of both.
And, wait, it has chumras and coolest.
Right.
Chumras, yeah. It's inside and outside.
So it depends on your whole like.
No,
if your whole like Ravashi,
Ravashi's
more machmer.
Right.
Ravashi's more machmer.
Yeah.
It's like both,
something,
right.
Something
you get every chumra.
On
Amud Aleph, because you get every kula. Now you get every chumra.
That's right.
Right? It's what Semis pointed out.
Something with the Rabbanah is more chumra than I think the Raisa, because the three chumras is only one way in metal.
Correct.
Well, this is both ways.
Correct.
Like,
right. Yeah. Okay.
It's Tocho Kabaro.
We don't possibly say, do we?
What? I don't know. Well, we don't have Tumah. We don't have Tumah now anyway.
It doesn't make a difference. Let's use for when we turn all stuff.
Oh, so the question, that's an old question.
Because we turn all glass, we don't turn all.
But in
earthenware.
Right, but in halacha, glass has a different. There are different properties. People use the same glasses for melachos and pleishis.
You can.
Now you don't. No one uses the same silverware. Nobody does that. What's the difference? So there are differences. It doesn't absorb all these things. So glass is a very, very funny thing. I didn't. There's a whole. The 20-page piece over here on glass. I didn't read it.
Not yet.
I didn't have time to read that. Yeah, it's a good point. I don't know. I can't imagine. I people don't tovel glass. I think everyone does.
Everybody does.
Yeah. Okay. Remember, the question is, what is the connection between? You don't make a bracha.
No. You don't
what
make
is
a
the connection between toveling and tovel? Right. So there's a connection.
It's the mikvah part.
Right. Okay. Next. Shimon ben Shetach tikein ksuva leisha. Shimon ben Shetach made a takana that such a thing as a ksuva. The gazer. Tumah al kli mateches. And we said yesterday, the day before, that he made tumah on metal. So Gemara says, wait a minute. Kli mateches deraisa ninu. Metal deraisa. What do you mean you made a gzeira that took the metal? There's no deraisa. The tzivit says, aches hazav es hakesef. Right? We know there's such a thing as metal kalim becoming tame. What kind of gzeira was that? No, dol ritzvichu, you know what the gzeira was? El tumi yishana. He made the gzeira that the tumah resumes on a kli. This is a very interesting topic right now. We're going to start. There was a story with Ben Shel Tzion Hamalka, right? That she asked a mishteh livna. She made a party, big party. Everything got tummy. And some drunk came along. They were all tummy. The whole thing, everything got tummy. Bishabartan, they broke everything. Vinasna and Latorev, they brought everything to the metal smith. Viritzchan, they fired everything up. Viasaben kelim chadashim, and they made everything brand new. The Amru Chachamim, Yechachamim said, Yachzeru L'tumas and Yishana. The old Tumah comes back. All the Tumah came back. So instead of breaking them, just go to the mikvah. Okay? Now, what's the reason for this gezerah? The Tumah comes back. Again, by Kli Cheret, it doesn't come back. By other wood, it doesn't come back. Why by metal does it come back? My timer, listen to this. Mishum Geder Mechatos Nagubo. It's because of a Geder Mechatos. What does that mean? Says Rashi, Geder Mechatos. Now the rule is, if metal kalim come into contact with a dead person, and they become Tabe Meis, they have to undergo the Paraduma process.
What, the kalim?
The kalim. People and kalim. So we're afraid, if we don't make the Tumah resume, you know what's going to happen? Nobody's going to bring their kalim to the paraduma process. Why should I go wait 7 days and hack with this? I'll break it. I'll fix it. And then the tumah went away. So nobody's going to ever go to the Beis HaMikdash to get the kalim with the paraduma. No one's ever going to bother. Says Rashi, Nimtu, it comes out, Mechatas b'talim. The Mechatas are going to sit idle. She'ein l'cha adam mamten zayin yamim. Nobody's going to wait 7 days. Ella, rather, Shovron, you're going to break them. Vitishtakach Torah's Mechatas. And the whole Torah of Mechatas will become forgotten.
What are people?
So I thought of that. So you have to say it's going to become forgotten regarding Kalim. You're going to have to say that. Right? Right? Now, this is a running question that I have. You will never find, I think in theory they would do it. You'd never find such a thing like this. Once a year, or once every 2 years, there's no Erev. You shouldn't forget what it means not to carry on Shabbos. Let's do that. But they won't do it because people are not going to remember that this is the Shabbos that it's off.
Right, right.
That's the reason. It's going to be more of a nichshol than anything else. But the idea, I think, is a good idea.
Kids grow up.
I grew up, they couldn't carry on Shabbos. Kids today grow up over here. In the five towns. They don't know what it is. Why don't they know what it is? They never experienced it. The concept is a good concept. You shouldn't forget. So you hear what they did? They made Tumah resume, so no one should weasel out of going to the Beis HaMikdash to do the Paraduma process. You hear that?
You're guaranteed to go somewhere sometime.
Who said that? There's no guarantee. What do you mean? Almost every community has one.
No,
they all have. All of them have them. All that doesn't have it is Brooklyn. They all have it. Manhattan doesn't have. Almost every town has. Almost every town has. Especially out of town because they're very small. They're all small communities. Just the opposite. The smaller you go, the more likely they're going to have an error. Much more likely. Which town in New Jersey doesn't have one? I know Lakewood, they might not have one over there. I don't know. But that's it. That's it. We have one or two places.
You go here, you go there, Puerto Rico, you see whatever.
It's very, very rare. It's very, very rare. Now, listen to this kasha. Listen to what the Sfasem has asked. Let's say, it's a good idea. So, by the way, it's a Gemara. The
problem is,
you can't do it because it'll be such a nichshol. Women have to remember, they'll bring the carriage. What do you mean you brought a carriage? You brought a carriage today? Today's the Shabbos, no Eruv.
People can be over there, right?
Exactly. What?
Exactly. You need to tell people that you're taking down the Eruv for that Shabbos and really leave it up.
Right. That's a good idea. Then no one sinned. Then you have Rabbi Akiva. He used to cry He thought he ate treif, but really he ate kosher. He was crying, right? Look, I almost ate the mirror. That's what's going to happen, right? The women are going to forget. They'll bring the carriage. Don't worry about it, lady. We didn't take the eruv down for you. Right?
Oh, yeah.
Right. But the idea of doing something so the halacha should not be forgotten isn't the Gemara. It's a beferish Gemara that tazayin and rebeis on Masechta Shabbos. Now, in practice, it's not so simple. You have a lot of factors. But the idea is an excellent idea. People don't like to hear it.
What?
It's an excellent idea. I remember when we lived in Brooklyn, I used to have to go Friday afternoon to make sure my Gemara was in shul because I couldn't carry it.
Yeah.
Right? It's a whole different mindset. It's a whole different mindset. Completely different mindset. Now the idea is a very good idea. It's a beferish Gemara.
Yeah.
It's a beferish Gemara. Listen to this Fasemis' question. Fasemis says like this. Let's say you broke the kli. But you could outsmart the Gemara that someone told you. By the way, you can't outsmart it. The Gemara said that if you broke the kli, the tumor's going to resume.
Yeah.
All right, I'll take the broken kli now. I'll bring the broken pieces to the Beis HaMikdash. Better than nothing, right? I'll take the broken pieces. So, does that help? Does sprinkling the broken pieces help?
Why not?
What? I'll tell you why not. Since
sprinkling your
kaili. What?
Sprinkling
your
kaili. He's
sprinkling. No. You broke the kli,
the tumor went away anyway.
So are you sprinkling on a tar kli?
You can't.
You hear that question?
That's already tar.
You hear this?
Yeah.
Since you broke the kli, the tumor went away, but it's going to resume when you put it back together. So what's the story?
Because
it broke and cleaned the tumor. Shas, it's broken, the tumor went away. Now, when you combine it, the tumor resumes. So you hear this the Sfasemis is medayik, it's a machlokas between the Rambam and the Ravid. What would be this din? You hear that? It's just an interesting question, like a Minister Chinuch type of question. It goes away. It resumes. So now, while it's broken, can I bring it to the Beis HaMikdash now? I was going to outsmart that. Someone told me, no, you can't do that. I'll take the broken pieces now. Let them sprinkle that. Does that work? Or right now it's tar?
It's a good question, huh?
Yeah.
Okay.
How do you identify that kaili when you bring it to the blacksmith and he throws it in the fire?
So we're going to get to that. The Gemara's
gonna, which one is your
so the Gemara is going to sort of ask that question right now.
That's why when you put it back together again, you don't have a problem. You don't know what's there, what's not there.
Now, Hani Chalamanda Amar, that all makes sense according to the Manda Amar. Which Manda Amar? Says Rashi, Manda Amar, Lo Yadana Hecha. I don't know where this is. Says Rashi, I don't know where that is. But the Gemara says Tosfos, so let's look at Tosfos. Reshuming Amliel Svira Lehachi, Betosefta de Kalim, it's what do you mean? It's a Mesechus Kalim somewhere. Gabe Hahi de Maisil El. Well, we said an Amad Aleph. What did we say an Amad Aleph? We said if you have all these Kalim. Right, and the Tosfos says, well, it must be that it was Machlokes Tanoim. Okay, Rashi knew that and didn't think so. Right, so Rashi says, I don't know where this is, but there's a shita out there that Gemara said that what Hanichal Amanda Amar Lo Lachal Tumas Amru, that this din was not said by all Tumah. It was only said by Tumas Meis. El Tumas Hameis. But that Amru Shaper. Then it makes the whole thing make sense. We made the Tumah resume only by Tumas Meis. Because you're gonna avoid the Beis HaMikdash. You're gonna avoid the Paraduma. El Manda Amar Lachal HaTumas Amru. But if you hold that it applies to all Tumah, like some held, Rashi, I don't know who, but some held that, Ma'ikal Amemar, then what's the reason for Tumah Yashana? If it's not Tumas Meis, you don't have to go to the Paraduma anyway. Right? So what's the reason for this Gzera? So it's a Machlokas. Rav is gonna say what you said, Yossi. Amar Abaya, Gzeira, Shemelo Yigvenu Bechtei Taharaso. Maybe you're not going to, you're not going to make a hole in it to make the tumor go away. We know that a kli mateches, any kli, once it has a hole bigger than a pomegranate, the tumor goes away. Right? Why does the tumor go away? It's not really a kli. I can stick watermelons in it. We always ask that question. Yeah, but that was considered something unusual. A normal clean in the kitchen. You have a hole that big, you're not using it. I don't care about a couple of watermelons in it. It's ridiculous. A normal clean that has a hole at that size, you throw it out. It says I buy it. No one's gonna throw it out. Why is no one gonna throw it out? Because I can just break it. So I didn't break it yet, alright, I'll break it tomorrow. The whole thing is irrelevant now. Once you can break it and fix it. Rava Amar. Rava, different Zera. You're concerned. Zera. Shema Yomru, wait a minute. Tfila Bas Yomo, Olala? One minute. I saw 9 o'clock in the morning. I saw this kli was tamei. Why was it tamei? The sheretz fell on top of it. Now it's lunchtime and they're surfing on this kli. How'd that happen? They ran through the mikvah and they came back from the mikvah and now they're using this kli. You don't have to wait till nightfall? No one's going to realize. No, what happened was the sheretz fell on the kli. So we broke it and fixed it. Now we're using it for lunch. Says Rava, people are going to think that if you have a kli that has to go to the mikvah, it doesn't have to wait till nightfall. Yeah. So, yeah, I guess so. Right? That's what Rashi says. Yeah. You're not going to have to go. You're going to think that there's no such a thing as nightfall anymore. After all, the morning this kli was broken. At lunchtime, they're using it. What happened? Not going to realize that they broke it and fixed it. And that's why they're using it. So because of that, we made a rule that the tumah resumes. Even if it's not tumas meis. So, my benayu, what's the difference between the two answers? The difference is, derat finhu mitzaref, where you completely melt it down and make a new kli out of it. According to Abaya, it's still a problem. The problem was, you're going to avoid making the kli tar. According to Rava, no one's going to think, oh, this is the same kli from the morning. It's not the same kli at all, it's a brand new kli. Okay, that's the answer. Now, the idach maihi, what are the other, we didn't finish all 18 yet. How many are we missing? I don't know, but we didn't get to 8. Tomorrow we're going to see what the 18 are. We did 10 already. That was the first day. Then we removed one. We said Tful Yom can't be it. Remember, we removed Tful Yom. We stuck in something else. So now the idach maihi, what about the rest of them? So we're like, I guess we're like in the 14s, in the low teens somewhere. So what are the rest of them? So here's another one. Ditnan. Hamaniach kelim. Okay, I'm not sure exactly how this works. Hamaniach kelim tachas atzinor lekabel megishamim. If you put a kli under a pipe to collect rainwater, echad kelim gedolim veechad kelim ketanim. Whether it's large kelim or small kelim, afilu kli avanim. Even if it's stone, kli adama or earthenware, kli galalim, a kli made out of dung from an animal, posel es hamikvah. All these kelim posel the mikvah. Why? Because you're not allowed to have a mikvah have what's called mayim she'uvim. Right? And by collecting the water in these kelim, you've made mayim she'uvim. That's a problem. That's one of the 18 zeros. Now, echad hameniach, it doesn't matter if you put the kli there on purpose. The echad hashocheach, it doesn't matter if you forgot. Oh, I didn't mean to put a kli there. But it was like mamash aligned perfectly where the water's going to go through. Doesn't make a difference. Divrei Beis Shammai. Beis Hillel says, no. Bitarim b'shocheach. No, if you forgot, you didn't want this kli here. I didn't want this kli to be here. Totally forgot. Right? Then it doesn't passel the mikvah. Why? So because Beis Hillel has an element of das. That's to be machshava, sort of like, you know, like by the water, making the food tameh. You have to be happy that it was tameh. Happy that the food got wet. Similar idea over here by the water. I didn't want this kli here. Right? And the Rashi points out, let's say, you know, you had the kelim out in the chutzar, and then you thought it was going to rain, you didn't stop, the clouds went away, so you forgot to take the kelim in, and then it started to rain. All these kinds of things, none of that's going to be a problem, says Beis Hillel, because you didn't have that. Amar Meir, now, where Meir says, Nimnu v'rabu Beishamei al Beis Hillel. Beishamei overtook Beis Hillel in numbers. Umodim Beishamei b'shocheach b'chutzar shuhutar. But Beis Shammai agreed with Beis Hillel in a chutzar that if you forgot, it's okay. Meaning, what's mean in a chutzar? Because in the olden days, people used to use the chutzar as a storage area. So it was very common to have kelim out there. Then it rained, and now the water went through those kelim into the mikvah. Says Beis Shammai, that I agree with you, Beis Hillel. I agree with that. That if it's b'shocheach in the chutzar, that you had no intention. That's really far. So that's very far removed. If you left, if normally you were setting up some system to have the mikvah water and you forgot, I disagree with you. But in the chatzar, I agree with you. Amar of Yossi, adayin machlokas bimkoma omedes. No, the machlokas still stands. Which machlokas? I would have thought the machlokas about the chatzar. Right? But we just said over here at the end that Beis Shammai agreed with Beis Hillel about the chatzar. Says Rashi. Adat memkom omedes, b'meniach tachas atzinor, where you put the keli under the pipe, b'kisher avim, when clouds, lo nimnu rabo elevatel divrei Beis Hillel, d'lo chazru behem. Right? In other words, the first machlokas. The first machlokas, says Rashi. He's going back to the first machlokas. Amr of Mishar Shia, Bered Derav, Amri Hakol Modim. Now listen, everybody agrees. Kisha Hanicham, Bashat Kisher Avim, Temeim. Everybody agrees. Even Reis Hillel agrees. If you put Kalin out there when it was cloudy, it's about to rain, everybody agrees you're Tomei. Why does everyone agree that, that it doesn't work, that the water's no good, and the mikveh's no good? Why? Who puts Kalin out when it's starting to rain? You see the clouds are brewing? Oh, let's go bring the Kalin outside. Kind of joke is that? Oh, I didn't mean to. I forgot. That doesn't make any sense. When it's starting to rain, busy the clouds are forming, everyone agrees. Even Reis Hillel would agree that's a problem. B'shas pizer of him, you walk outside, it's a beautiful day, no rain at all, and then all of a sudden, middle of the day, all of a sudden, boom, there's like a shower passing through. Don't ever call it tahor. Even Meshama would agree that's okay. Why? There's no das, there's no machshava, that's not a problem. Lo nechluku el shenicham b'shas kisher of him. Now you put them down there when it was cloudy. Then v'nis pasru, then the clouds went away. Then v'chazru, v'nis kashru, then they came back. Mar savar, so Beit Hillel holds, batla machshavaso. Your machshava went away. Why did your machshava go away? Because the clouds went away. And therefore it's okay. Umar savar, and Beit Shammai says, lo batla machshavaso. No, your original intent did not go away. The clouds went away. Well, okay, that's okay. That's all right. However, the original intent did not go away. And therefore, that's a problem. And that's one of the 18. Okay? Now, Ula Rabbi Yossi. Now, according to Rabbi Yossi, the Amar who says, Machlokas adayin b'mkom omedes, no. In other words, all these 18, we start off in the Mishnah said that Beit Shammai and Beit Hillel argued about them, and Beit Shammai won all of them. But this one, Beit Hillel, Rabbi Yossi says, Beit Hillel, that's why Rashi said that. It goes back to the first case. In other words, they're arguing on the whole Metzius of this case. Not one detail about the Chatzar. No, they're arguing about the whole thing. So Rabbi Yossi says, Beit Hillel never agreed to this. And we know that all 18, Beit Hillel eventually gave in. This one, Beit Hillel didn't give in. So if Beit Hillel didn't give in, it wasn't one of the 18 Xeris. Because the Xeris were based on the... Everyone agrees. Everyone agree? Say aye, right? Everyone said... Beit Hillel said, okay, I agree. Here, Beit Hillel didn't agree. So this was not one of the 18. So we're missing one. We're missing one. So... We're missing one. Amar of Nachar Bayitchak. Af. Benos Kusim, the daughters of Kusim, Nidos, have the status of a Nida, Me'arisasan. When they're in their crib, now one week old girl, whether it's a Jew or a guy, doesn't really make a difference. A 1 week old girl could be a Nida. So, says the Gemara, that they made a Gzera on that day, Bo Bayom Gazu, they made a Gzera on that day, that a baby, even a baby girl, a guy. She becomes what? She becomes Tamei even in the crib. We don't have to wait till she hits puberty when she's 12 and 13. You don't have to wait for that. That day, right, says Rashi, Miyom Shinolda, on the day she's born, the Gazrinan, because you make a Gzera, Dilma Chazoi Nidos, maybe she'll be a Nida, the Katana Bas Yoma Metame Benida. A 1 day old could be Metame as a Nida, the Tanya, Ainli Ela Isha. Tinokos bas yomecha lanida menayin tamud lomar v'isha. The kusim ain't darshin midrash zeh. The kusim didn't want to hold from this din. They didn't darshin like this. Therefore, v'chi chazina lo mefarshila. And when we showed it to them, they weren't interested. Hilkach gazu be rabbanon. The rabbanon made a tumah on them. I think that the yeah. Okay. All right, we'll stop here. Now the next Gemara says, V'idach Mahi. What's more of the 18? Right, we'll keep on going through the list. So tomorrow's daf, also interesting stuff tomorrow. And then the truth is that we don't, tomorrow, at the end of tomorrow's daf, we return to Hilchah Shabbos, and then back to Hilchah Shabbos next week, tomorrow and Sunday. Everybody have a good Shabbos, and a very good day.